Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Climate change is melting glaciers. It's causing sea levels to rise. It's fueling extreme weather like storms, which have become even more devastating when combined with higher seas. Already in so many of our countries, these patterns are upending lives and livelihoods, said Secretary of State Antony Blinken. Based on current trends, by 2050, sea level rise could displace tens of millions of people. We can still prevent this, but the time to act is running out.
That's why President Biden worked with our Congress to make the single largest investment in clean energy ever, putting the United States on track to cut our emissions in half by the end of this decade.
Today, some 2.15 billion people live in the coastal areas, where they are already facing not only potential flooding and loss of coastal areas, but saltwater intrusion into soil and freshwater aquifers and shifting coastal baselines that could redefine their ability to access ocean resources. The United States is helping vulnerable nations manage the challenges that they are confronting right now, said Secretary Blinken.
Through the President's Emergency Plan for Adaptation and Resilience, the United States is helping more than 500 million people in developing countries adjust to the ways that climate change has already reshaped our communities and our coastlines. This includes deploying early warning systems in 80 countries so people can better prepare for storms and other disasters and get to safety.
For example, NASA scientists have developed a digital tool to help assess future sea level rise and associated impacts for every Pacific Island country. It can be found at https://sealevel.nasa.gov/flooding-analysis-tool-pacific-islands/. The United States is also updating our policies to reflect our changing planet, said Secretary Blinken.
Our position is that sea level rise should not diminish a country's maritime zones, including the fishing grounds and resources under a nation's jurisdiction. And no country should lose its statehood or membership in the United Nations or other international organizations because of sea level rise.
Tackling the climate crisis, slowing sea level rise. I know these can feel like daunting, maybe even insurmountable tasks, said Secretary Blinken. But when it comes to global warming, every tenth of a degree matters. That means that every step that we take matters too, for protecting our planet and our shared future.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.